Jesús, nos haya yo Dina Jesús, dine yo sé.
Hallelujah, clap your hands for Jesus. What a night. Choir, please find your seats. I want to ask all those who are walking around to please settle down. And I want us with a hand clap to welcome BBR to bless us with a song.
Chikumbira andra zowe vasuti ropa fazane ruyo.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask the ushers to please sit?
Thank you.
You've done a great job. No one stands at this time. Please find a place to sit. Harare has experienced a great visitation from the Lord. We've had two powerful nights of His word and His power. And tonight, on the final night, I have great joy to welcome evangelist Dagwood Mills to minister the word of God.
We thank you for tonight. Thank you for your great and wonderful presence here. We are so excited to come into your presence. Have mercy on us and show us your great grace. In Jesus' name, we receive your grace. And everyone shouted, Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors, our Bishop Nyati, the Board of Trustees Chairman of the whole of our Zimbabwe campaign, our BOT Chairman, Pastor Shana, Dr. Shingi, and all the other pastors, Pastor Ngwiza, and all of you who have been a great support to this campaign. Thank you for your support. And God bless you and God bless the church in Zimbabwe. And I want you to know the church in Zimbabwe is going to get very strong. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and I want to thank the government again for their support and for this campaign, because if they had not allowed us to come, we would not be able to be here. So thank you, government, and God bless you too. Amen. Amen. Tonight I'm preaching on Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, wherewith shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Zino, musafunganya kuti muchadyei, muchapekei, kana kuti tichanorei. Nekuti vaedzeni vari pakushushikana pamusoro pezvinhu izvozvi. Asi imi tangai kutsvaga umambo hwaMwari nekururama kwake. Zvimwe zvinhu izvi zvese zvichawedzerwa pamunhu.
Amen. And then in John chapter 3, Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Johani, pachitsauko chetatu anoti,
Tonight, God is telling us to seek for His kingdom, the kingdom of God. Today, there are many kingdoms on this earth. Nations. A nation is a kingdom. Ghana, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, Zambia, these are all kingdoms.
Ghana, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Malawi, Zimbabwe, perfect, umamo.
But apart from these nations and kingdoms that we all belong to and are so proud of, we are all belonging actually to only one of two kingdoms. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 says, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated or transferred us to the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. A day is coming, whether you are from Zimbabwe or you are from South Africa or you are from Malawi, it will not matter, but it will matter whether you belong to the kingdom of His dear Son or you belong to the kingdom of darkness. Today, many African, poor African countries, citizens of poor African countries, are desperately trying and seeking to become citizens of the kingdoms of rich nations. One day I came to Ghana. When you come to Ghana, we have at the airport Ghanaian citizens, ECOWAS, West Africa, and then foreigners, other countries. And I was walking behind a Ghanaian. As we approach the place for Ghanaians, this Ghanaian who couldn't even speak much English quickly moved to the foreigner section. Hey! And so I was wondering, why is he going to the foreigners section?
Because
Then he proudly pulled out an Italian passport. He was very proud that he was Italian. Today, many people are looking to have American passports. Do you have that in Zimbabwe too?
Hey!
And are looking for British passports. But they are not looking for the Kingdom of Heaven passports. Hey! They are making great efforts to become British citizens. Telling lies. Hey! One day I saw a man. Using a woman's name. But the white people didn't know that it was a woman. A woman's name. Hey. Doing all sorts of things. Making great efforts to join the Kingdom of America. But when it comes to the Kingdom of God, no time, no effort. Hey! They can't wake up. They can't go to church. It's too far. It's raining. It's cold. Hey! One day, I met a Ghanaian in Amsterdam. He was married to a white lady. And he showed me his Dutch passport. So I asked him, how did you come here? He said, I came on a ship. I said, hey! He said, I told him I did not know ships were coming. I did not know ships were coming to Holland from Ghana. I don't know any ship that is coming to Holland. Hey! He told me I came on 4 ships. I said, how do you take 4 ships? He said, the first time I climbed into the ship and I hid inside the engine. But when we were going, some people came into the engine and found me. And they took me out. Back to Ghana. The second ship, I went inside and I climbed deeper than the first time. But I was caught after a short while. The third ship, this is a man seeking the kingdom of Holland. Hey! The third ship, he said, by then I had known how to hide. Inside the engine of the ship without being discovered. So I was able to hide and the ship went far into the sea. But unfortunately, I was discovered when we were far on the sea. So I said, what happened? He said, the captain, I think was a Greek captain, was a very wicked man. He took us and threw us into the water. Hey! So I said, what did you do? He said, I swam. I could see the land far. I navigated through the sharks. He swam through sharks and whales and electric sea snakes. Hey, let's welcome our minister. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. So this friend, it is not a story I read in the newspaper. The man is sitting here and he's telling me how he came to Holland with his passport. He said, I swam and swam and swam and swam and swam until I reached the land. And when he arrived on the land, on the beach, on the shore, he saw some people. And he asked the people, which country is this? And they told him, this country is Liberia. Yes. He swam to Liberia. Hey! Still, so from Liberia, he walked from Liberia back to Ghana. And then he told me, he went again back to the harbor and found the fourth ship.
And
And this time, he said they could not catch me on the ship until the ship entered Amsterdam. And when I saw that I was in Holland, I came out of the ship and I entered into the kingdom of Holland. Hey! And then, so I said, what did you do? He said, oh, I found, once I'm in Holland, no problem. And I found a white girl, married her, and this is my passport today. So it was Saturday I was talking to him. I said, tomorrow is Sunday. I want you to come to church. He said, oh, church, I'll be resting. I don't think I can come. We work on Saturdays. I'll see. And he will not come to church. Cannot lift his back off a bed. But he can swim to Liberia. He can avoid sharks in the water. He can escape electric eels in the water and whales. And walk from Liberia to Ghana. But he cannot get up and come to church. Wow. Many of us are like that. We will not make any effort for the kingdom of God. We will not lift a finger. When it comes to God, there are 1,000 excuses. 1,000 reasons why. Why not? Why I can't do it? I can't go. I can't come. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. Tonight, Jesus is advising. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you. Hallelujah. It takes effort to seek God. The devil will not allow you to find God easily. If you think it's just going to be given to you, it is not so. It's not easy for us to come to Zimbabwe. No, it's not easy to serve God. It's different from just knocking. It's different from just asking. You must seek, search, look for the kingdom of God. Many people, you think that the kingdom of God will just be given to you. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field, which when a man has found, he goes to sell everything he has and buys the field to get the treasure that is hidden in the field. The kingdom of God is a hidden treasure that you must give up everything for in order to have. If you are looking for an easy religion, then don't waste your time with Christianity. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him take up his cross and deny himself and follow me. It's not easy to follow Jesus. If you want something easy, then resign right now. Yes, the treasure is hidden. The treasure is hidden. Many of the great treasures of the kingdom, you don't see them on television. Many of the great treasures of God are not obvious. You need to search for them and you need to seek them. It will not just be handed over to you. Where are the treasures in this world? Are they not hidden deep down in the ground? Do you not have to dig deep? Do you not have to search? Do you not have to struggle to go down to find the gold of Zimbabwe? Is it just lying out there for you to pick? No. You have to seek for it. Many of you are not finding the great treasures because you are not prepared to seek for it and discover where it is hidden. Then he said, seek ye first, not second. God does not accept second position. How many ladies want to be the second wife? Why don't you want to be the second wife of somebody? After all, you'll be a wife. Second wife? Why do you want to be the first wife? And the only wife? If you, somebody who is nobody, you want to be number one, what about God? What about God? What about God? Do you think God accepts being number 10? Number 7? Number 3? Number 8? In your life? Many people who are called by God to serve Him They don't seek him first. They seek him third. Many ministries do not amount to much because many pastors feel they can serve God later. But the best time of your life is when you are young. That's why the Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, when the evil days have not yet come. You want to serve God when you are old. Even the bank does not want you anymore. Because you don't understand anything anymore. You don't understand computers. When you are slow and you cannot remember anything anymore, that is when you want to serve God. I came to tell you, God also likes nice things. God also likes fresh things. God also wants to be the first. Yes. One day, there was a man, a young boy in school. He had many, many girlfriends. He was called the cock that goes from hen to hen. Hey! All the beautiful girls in the school wanted to be his girlfriends. Hey. So one day, somebody asked him privately, which of these girls are you going to marry? Hey. And he pointed to one virgin in the scripture union. And they were surprised. You don't want any of these high-flying girls who are all over the place. He said, no. He said, a girl is like an apple. Many people have bitten. And then you get what is left. When many people have had one bite, or some have even had 100 bites. Can you imagine what an apple looks like when about 75 people have had a bite? And then it's your turn. Hey! He said, I want to be the first. Tonight I came to tell you, God also likes first things and nice things. God is not interested when you have everything has beaten a piece of you in this life, and there's, you are now brown and discolored. Your hairs are gray. Your hair on your head and armpit have turned gray. Every part has become gray. Aye! Mary! Natch! One day, when I was much younger, a father told me, God uses young people. Hey. And he showed me a verse in Numbers chapter 4 and Numbers chapter
8.
He said a Levite, a priest, is supposed to serve between the ages of 25 and retire by 50. Retire by 50.
Hey.
Do you know that when you are younger, that is the first part of your life. That is the part where you are fertile. Your fertility, highest fertility is when you are 25 years old. That's when you have the best sperms. But as you get older, even your sperms, when you see them under the microscope, you see they are very lazy. They cannot swim anymore. One day, a brother in the church, he could not make his wife pregnant. When we checked his sperms, you see that the sperms have stayed for so long, they were turning into lizards. Tonight I came to tell you, God wants you first. God wants you first. God wants you first. God wants you first. God is looking for you first. Look for God first. Seek Him first. You know, one of the reasons why people don't seek God first is that they think, oh, I have the opportunity with time. No problem. No problem. There's a lot of time. No problem. When I'm 40, when I'm 50, I'll go to church. But what about if you don't grow old? Hey. When you stand under a tree, you don't only see brown leaves, old leaves. You see green leaves and brown leaves. Not when you go to the mortuary. You don't only see old people. In fact, the first time I went to the mortuary, I was shocked because there was a section for old people, young people, children like 10 years, baby babies. And you see several babies together holding each other. And newborn babies. Oh, the mortuary. Different department. I was shocked. The first time I did a post-mortem, I'm a doctor. The first time I did a post-mortem, I was shocked. It was given to me. This is, I have to do a number and sign a number to become a doctor. The first one I did was a 16-year-old girl lying naked on Monday morning. She was alive on Friday, but Monday morning she was dead, lying there, 16 years old. Seek ye first. God doesn't come later. One day there was a man he was invited to church. Every day, you know, this type of people, when you come to church, oh, I'll come. I'll come, don't worry. Don't worry, I'll come. I'll be there. But he never came. Hey! But one day, He finally came. And on that day, the day that he came, the choir sang beautifully. The pastor preached powerfully. But this brother, even when they did the altar call, still he did not lift his hands. When the choir sang, he didn't even bother to lift his head. When they did announcement, he was not interested at all. Do you want to know why this brother was not even caring about what was happening in the church that day? Do you want to know why? Because it was his funeral. It was his funeral. He never came when he was invited. Every time he said, oh, I'll come. He never came. But when he came, it was his funeral. When the pastor preached and said, you want to give your life to Christ? His hand was, he could not lift his hand. He was dead. He was in the coffin. Tonight, God is telling you in Harare, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. When you join the kingdom of God, you are going to see new things. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you find God's kingdom, you have come to a new country, a new life, A new world. A blessed world. Love. Joy. Peace. In the Holy Ghost. Every new country has new things. We have been in Zimbabwe for some days now. When we came, we are seeing the things that are in Zimbabwe. When you go to Ghana, you see the things that are in Ghana. Every time you go to a new kingdom, you see new things. With new laws. Yes. This kingdom has its own laws. Every country has its own laws. And when you come to the kingdom of God, you must know how to be in the kingdom of God. If you don't learn it quickly, you will not enjoy the kingdom. When you come to Zimbabwe, you drive on the left. But in Ghana, we drive on the right side. Every new kingdom has new laws. If you don't understand it, you have a lot of problems. One brother went to the kingdom of Switzerland. It was his first time in Europe. In a new kingdom. He was going out and he saw the bus. He stood at the bus stop. The bus stopped. He entered the bus and sat down. He was waiting for the conductor to come and ask for money. No conductor came. He was surprised. The next day, he went on the bus again. No conductor asked him for money. Third day, fourth day, 2 weeks, he wrote to his friends, "The kingdom of Switzerland is a wonderful kingdom. There are free buses for everybody." So one day, he got on the bus. He was sitting down happily. When suddenly, two of the passengers stood up and put on identity cards. And they started to ask everybody, "Ticket, please. Ticket, please. Ticket, please." When they came to him, he said, "What ticket? Is it not free?" They said, "Free? Calm down." They arrested him straight, police. Yes. He paid more than 2 years' bus fare. He was arrested because he was a black man. No passport. Where are you? Are you a drug dealer? Are you this? Whatever. Aish! You see, when you go to a new kingdom, you must know the rules there. Otherwise, you will never enjoy that kingdom. Oh, yeah. The first time I went to Nigeria, I was going to preach. They came for me with a very nice car. Hey, the car was shining. When I finished preaching, it was now dark. I walked straight to the car that brought me, the shiny car. They said, no. This old car is taking you. I said, why? I want the new car. They said, at this time, we don't use a new car to go this way. Hey! You see, every kingdom has its own rules. If you don't know the rules of the kingdom of God, you will say the kingdom of God is not nice. Hallelujah! The kingdom of God, the rules are humble yourself and he will lift you up. But in the world, exalt yourself and you become greater. But in this kingdom, humble yourself by the side of the Lord and he will lift you up. In the kingdom of God, give and it shall be given to you. That's the rule here. Give, it shall be given to you. But in the world, get all you can and can all you get. Can all you get. Keep it. Store it. Never give it out. That's the rule. But in the kingdom, if you want to enjoy it, give and you shall be blessed. In the kingdom of God, seek first God and all things shall be added to you. When you are in the kingdom of God, we don't seek earthly things. We seek God. And tonight, God is telling you, as you have come to the kingdom, or if you come to the kingdom, you are going to see great and good things in your life. Jesus said, as you go, preach and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cast out devils, cleanse the lepers. When you come to the kingdom of God, you can expect miracles of healing. Devils are going to come out of you, and every power of darkness in your life will be broken. Tonight, you can expect demons to go out of your life forever in Jesus' name. In the kingdom of God, you can expect healing of every curse and every wicked sickness that Satan wants to put on your life. Tonight, as you come to the kingdom of God, you can expect love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Tonight, God is inviting you. Come to the kingdom of God. Come to God. Many years ago, I came to the kingdom of God. In Ghana. Oh, yes. You know, I'm sorry to tell you this. One day, a great politician in Ghana came on the scene and said, seek ye first the political kingdom. And all other things shall be added. It brought a curse. He died in grief and in sorrow. You can never change the word of God. You can never change it and say, seek ye first political kingdom. Seek ye first business. Seek ye first your personal well-being. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things that people are dying for will be added to your life. Tonight, you can make an agreement with God. You can tell him, Lord, I'm going to seek you first. And I'm going to trust you. All other things shall be added unto you. When I was in medical school, I took that decision to seek the kingdom of God first. In my second year, I had not taken that decision. But after my second year exams, I took a quality decision. From today, I will only seek the kingdom of God. I don't even want to do well in school, only to pass. I don't want anything in this school and in this life, only to seek the kingdom of God first. From that time, I began to be a distinction student. I began to be first. I began to win prizes. Everything I didn't want, I began to get it. Today I see many pastors, many people seeking money. The more you love money, Christians, the more money goes away from you. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. And one of the evil is poverty. So the love of money is the root of poverty. The more you love God, the more you are qualified to receive the blessings and all kinds of riches in your life. Tonight, look at my hand. Jesus came and he sent me to invite you to come to this great kingdom. I don't need to be a Zimbabwean or South African or Ghanaian or American or British or Italian. I need to belong to the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom I want to belong to. How many want to receive a kingdom of God passport tonight? Some people are going to die one day. When they get to the gate of heaven, you say, I am from Zimbabwe. Open the door. And the angel will say, there's nothing like Zimbabwe here. Zimbabwe. Yeah. What is Zimbabwe? It's recently Zimbabwe. How old is Zimbabwe? 400 years ago, there was another people here. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord. Some of us who are serving God will be made heads of areas. Yes, you see, some of the pastors are going to be presidents, in emperors, and kings of nations. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, are you proud of the kingdom of God today? Are you glad to be a part of the kingdom of God? Stand to your feet, everybody. If you are here tonight and you want to be a citizen of the kingdom of God and you want to receive Jesus as your savior tonight, then lift up your hand like this. Lift it up high like this and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, please have mercy on me. I have desired many things, but tonight I desire to be a part of your kingdom. Oh Jesus, please wash away my sins. Tonight, I have decided to seek you, to serve you, and to follow you. Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. Please wash me with your precious blood. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. I'm a very bad sinner. But tonight, I give my life to you, Jesus. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life, Lord Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is... Mention your name. My name is... Please write this name in the book of life tonight. Please register me in the kingdom of God tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. You are the wonderful Savior. You are the wonderful Savior. Say after me, you are the wonderful Savior. You are my Jesus, the Savior of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Dear Father, I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. I love you, Father. I thank you, God, for your great kindness and your great love for me. In the name of Jesus. Now point your finger like this. Say after me, Satan, listen very carefully. From tonight, I am no more a citizen of your kingdom. Satan, I am no more in the kingdom of darkness. I will not serve you again. I will not honor you again. I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I reject you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for being kind to me. I will always serve you. I will always follow you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Now say after me, Lord Jesus, from tonight, I make a covenant. I will seek for your kingdom first. And dear Lord, please add all things to my life according to your promise. I thank you. From tonight, I will never be poor again. I will never be in need again. You will add all things to my life. Your blessings are over my life as I seek you. Wave your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. I will always love you. Please forgive me in advance for all my mistakes. But Lord Jesus, I will serve you for the rest of my life. For the rest of my days, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dying on the cross just for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your kindness and your love towards me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I have prayed tonight. And everybody shouted, hallelujah, amen. Wow.